Marjorie Taylor Greene seeks to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. Updates from March Madness, and the stock market remains strong. Additionally, a suspect has been arrested in the January hit-and-run case from Edwards, and a judge orders the town of Vail to pay $1.13 million over a dispute of land due to Vail Resorts. All of this and much more in the fourth episode of Rewind with Alvaro Morin Garcia. Good morning, everyone. My name is Alvaro, and you're listening to Rewind. Rewind went on hiatus for 2 weeks after some scheduling concerns and some weekly hourly limits. But after a bit of adjustments, we are back and ready to continue releasing episodes as often as we possibly can. Thank you for your patience as you support Rewind with Alvaro Morin Garcia, a show under the My Future Pathways TV network. My Future Pathways is a nonprofit that serves and supports Eagle County's underserved youth and families in a holistic way to help them meet their full potential. They offer two youth centers in Eagle County, mentoring opportunities every week, and a summer camp filled with field trips and tons of fun. And here's the kick. It is 100% free, no strings attached. If My Future Pathways interests you, please visit myfuturepathways.org. Just a reminder that Rewind with Alvaro Morin Garcia is available on all major podcasting platforms. All right, so now let's dive into our first story. President Biden had his State of the Union on March 7th. In his speech, he slammed Trump repeatedly but refused to say his name. Instead, he said my predecessor around 13 times. He also spoke about protecting in vitro fertilization, protecting abortion rights, developing a fair tax system to make sure that the wealthy pay their fair share, and a variety of other initiatives. According to President Biden, the state of our union is strong. The State of the Union drew 32.2 million viewers, an 18% increase over the 2023 address. This is breaking news from just yesterday. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced a motion to oust Speaker Mike Johnson from his position on Friday morning. This comes after Representative Mike Johnson relied on Democratic support to pass a government spending bill that could avert a historic shutdown. The House is expected to go on recess for 2 weeks, and her motion must be brought to a vote within 2 days. So a vote is not expected immediately soon. Speaker Johnson is currently heading a divided Republican caucus and is in charge of one of the slimmest majorities in American history. The NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, also known as March Madness, started this week. It is one of the largest and most watched sporting events every single year. The tournament features 64 college basketball teams from universities across the country. By the end of yesterday, the field already narrowed down to just 32 teams. We, of course, will keep ourselves posted on the results and see who comes out on top. Last year's winner was the University of Connecticut, so let us know what brackets you made and who you're rooting for the NCAA final, which will be held on April 6, 2024. In other sports news, an international soccer competition known as the CONCACAF Nations League, which formed in 2019 and includes member nations from North America, Central America, and the Caribbean, had their semi-final games played this week. The United States came back in a surprising victory over Jamaica after an own goal was scored in the 96th minute. They went on to score two more goals in the extra time to secure a 3-1 victory over Jamaica and securing their spot to the final. Mexico also had an impressive game against Panama. They remained dominant throughout the 90-plus minutes that they played. They managed to score three goals against Panama to secure their spot in the final as well. The final will be the US versus Mexico and will be played tomorrow. So tell us who you're rooting for in the CONCACAF Nations League final. Yesterday, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signed a bill to ban gender transition care for minors. Under the legislation, doctors, pharmacists, and other healthcare providers who provide gender-affirming care could have their licenses suspended or revoked. This comes after proponents of banning gender-affirming care believe the treatments are new and not yet studied in the long term. Since 2021, nearly every Republican-led state has enacted restrictions on transition care for young people. The U.S. bid for a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza failed due to vetoes from Russia and China. The ceasefire resolution reflects the Biden administration's increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis and Israel's conduct of the war. The resolution failed despite garnering support from 11 members of the UN Security Council, leading to disappointment expressed by Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken. Investors remain largely undeterred, as evidenced by the S&P 500's strongest weekly performance of the year, rising 2.3%, contributing to its overall 10% gain from the year, amid a backdrop of record highs across major indexes and individual companies like Microsoft, JP Morgan and Chase, and Walmart, with even recent IPOs such as Reddit experiencing significant surges, driven by a substantial influx of cash into US stock funds, despite concerns over inflation expressed by the Federal Reserve. Simply put, the US stock market is doing incredibly well. All right, now let's move on to local news for Eagle County, Colorado. Last episode, we covered the comedy show that Nick Swardson was supposed to perform on Sunday, March 3rd. However, Swardson, during his performance in the Valar Center in Beaver Creek, appeared on stage drunk and was stumbling over his routine. The performance was interrupted only 20 minutes into his set, and the lights were turned off on him, his mic was muted, and he was escorted off of stage. Every single ticket holder who was in attendance for the show was refunded for the prices they paid, and Nick Swardson issued an apology to the audience members after the incident. On Thursday, authorities arrested 24-year-old Sydney Whitmarsh in Clarendon, Arkansas, in connection with the fatal crash on US Highway 6 that killed cyclist Mario Villosola Romero, who was struck while on the highway between 12:30 and 2 in the morning on January 7th. Whitmarsh faces serious charges in Eagle County, including multiple felonies, including vehicular manslaughter. The ongoing dispute between Town of Vail and Vail Resorts over a 22.3-acre parcel in East Vail has led to a resolution regarding attorney fees and legal costs, as the Eagle County District Court has issued an order stipulating reimbursement to the corporation for expenses incurred during the valuation portion of the trial. The Town of Vail has been ordered by a judge to pay Vail Resorts $1.13 million in attorney fees and legal costs. Alright, and now for our final story for Eagle County, Colorado. Unmasked, the story of the Chicken Man, a production by My Future Pathways TV, will finally release on March 25th, 2024. It is a feature-length documentary film that covers the life of the Chicken Man, also known by his legal name, Tim McMahon. The film will be released for free on YouTube and Facebook in its full quality. And make sure you tune in to our first feature-length production as My Future Pathways TV. Alright, that's all of the national and local news that we decided to cover this week. Thank you so much for tuning in for the fourth episode of Rewind with Alvaro Marin Garcia. And of course, we'll see you again next week.